Thank you so much for joining us, Paige.
Thank you for having me.
Playthink is one of Kentucky's most unique festivals, so tell me more about it.
You know, as odd as this sounds, that question always stumps me somehow. Playthink is a movement, music, and art festival. Movement is really the heart of the event. It is focused on roughly 250 to 300 what I call play shops, where you can come and learn a wide variety of movement, music, art options. So if you want to hula hoop or dance with fire or belly dance or unicycle, a wide variety of things, then Playthink will be your jam. Playthink will be just for you.
One of the descriptions that you had on the website said flow. Bring your flow toys. What do you mean by flow? Does that go along with movement?
It does. In my mind, flow is a moving meditation that allows your body and mind to kind of meld, to kind of focus so deeply on one thing that the world stops around you. So if you're so focused on writing a paper and you kind of forget how time is going, and at the end of the paper, you're like, oh, wow, that went really fast, then that would be flow. If you're playing a game of football, or if you're hula hooping, or whatever that case may be, it could be walking a labyrinth. Whenever your brain kind of just shuts the rest of the world out because you are so focused, that to me is flow.
So how did you come up with the idea for Playthink?
I have been a hula hooper for almost 15 years now, and I wanted to bring in new people to teach me how to further my craft. I was having a difficult time finding teachers locally, and in my mind, Playthink was like, it was an outlet for not only others, but for myself to learn more and to further what I wanted to learn. And it kind of grew from there. At this point, it doesn't seem like it's just for play shops or just for teachers to come in and teach things. It's much more than that now.
How many years have you been doing this?
We're coming up on year 8.
Oh my, wow. How many attendees are you expecting this year?
We expect about 2,000.
Do you have a limit on capacity?
We are hoping for a limit of about 2,200 this year. We've moved venues. So we moved from Berea at Homegrown Hideaways, where our capacity was kind of stopped at 1,500. So we've sold out the last 2 years. And because of our new venue, we could potentially have up to 5,000 people, but I don't want to grow that fast.
Is there a cutoff date to register for this year's Playthink?
We are going to allow people to register up till during the event. If they want to register online pre-event, then it is Monday, June 10th at noon, but they're still welcome to come to the event and register during.
You have a no alcohol, no substance policy. How do you implement that?
An excellent question. Mostly information. That really does most of the work for me. I make posts on social media. Whenever people go to buy a ticket online, we talk about what a sober event is and how we want that to look. Whenever you walk up to the front gates of the event, we have a sign posted that says this is a sober event. We have a security team, kind of security. We actually call them the Care Bear Collective because they really care about the community. And they walk around and they kind of just observe. They observe what's going on. And if they see something out of place, they talk to that person and see if they can remedy it in that way.
What advice would you give someone who's coming to Playthink for the first time?
Be open. Be open to what comes your way, to whom you're going to meet, to what workshops or play shops that you end up wandering into. It is a really big experience. There are so many things happening and so many people there that it's just really kind of eye-opening. You see people moving around you in a way that in the real world on a day-to-day basis, as we're going to drop the kids off to school, to going to work, to back home, that sometimes we don't come into contact with the people that are willing to be as kind and as nice and as open to connection as they are at Playthink. So as long as you're open, you're going to have an amazing experience.
And where do people go to find out more?
Playthinkfest.com is our website. A lot of times I say play as in go out and have fun, think like with your mind, fest.com. I really want to let people know how family-oriented this festival is. There are a lot of events that will say we're family friendly, but in my mind, PlayThink is more than being family friendly. We're family oriented, family centric. My son has been going since he was in my belly every year, 6 months. He's now 4. And it's just, we really want to focus on making this event for the entire family and making something available for everyone.
Thank you so much, Paige, for joining us today.
Absolutely. I'm so pleased.